Hi, this is the first video for the course SOTMAN 7701 to just give everyone a quick demo on getting into the course and using the tools inside, including answering questions inside the homework assignments. So the first thing, once you've logged on to my math lab, we go to the class. Now my page will be slightly different, as I also have the instructor resource buttons, but let's go back in here. And now we come to the course. In the first thing it'll always give you is the before you start. Depending on the browser you're using, make sure that you turn off the pop-up blocker. There's various ways of doing that depending on your choice of browser: Firefox, Chrome, Internet Explorer. Personally, I recommend Firefox or most tools. It's the most stable. Next thing you do is you go to Course Home, and here you will find a course calendar, and you will see that there will be little icons that will appear that you can put your mouse on. That's a homework assignment. This one represents four announcements that came out on the 5th. That would be today, plus three more. You can then scroll down and you will see the announcements page. And it shows the current announcements, but it's important to look at the announcements page regularly because it's continuously being updated. So this one shows course information, how to do this course, how to ask questions, and the first lesson, which is the pre-calculus review, followed by lesson one, matrix, algebra one. And then below that will be, it'll show you the current assignments that are coming. Now to see your assignments, you can go to assignments, my progress, and you'll see that as of now there is factoring, pre-calculus review, and then homework 1A, matrix algebra. And a fourth one that I've put in here that is just for the purpose of this video, a demo of my math lab. Okay. So, if we click on demo of my math lab, it'll take us in to a little assignment that has four questions. So let's open it up. I've done this problem set once already. So it comes in and it shows what I've done in the answer. Now I can repeat this assignment, and therefore I can try to raise my mark if I so like. Every problem set you will have the opportunity to often repeat to try to get better marks. So here's a simple little problem that involves us factoring and simplifying down the numbers. In this case, we're going to wind up with canceling the 12s, having 1040 over 2. So the correct answer would be 20. And I get this little green box telling me that I got it right. Go on to the next problem. Next problem involves combining terms and simplifying. So let's clear that out and get a simpler, right? Now, to show what happens if you put in the wrong answer, I'm just going to put in 33, hit enter. Now, see, it gives me the pink box that tells me I've done it incorrect. So I go, okay, try again. Now, in this case, I may not be sure what's the right steps to follow, and I may want to see if I can get a little help with this problem. So I can go up to the question help, and it gives me several options. First is called Help Me Solve This. And here, MathLab will walk me through this problem, and each step of the way asking me to fill in answers that are intermediate steps until I get the answer right. Then it will take me back to the problem and refresh it with a new set of numbers, so I'll have to do it all over again by myself. So to help me solve this is a great way to work through the problem, but you will still have to repeat it one more time without the help me solve this. Or you can opt to choose view an example, and there it doesn't interrupt the problem you're working on. you can simply scroll through and read the notes to see how the problem is done. Close. Neither of those work. You can then go to Ask My Instructor. You click on this button, and what you will be given is a dialog box. It'd be an email directly to me. It's important that when you have questions, you do it this way, because not only do I get the question you're asking, but when you send the email through the Ask Your Instructor, it will generate a link directly between me and the question you're working on. Now, the great thing about my math lab is every time you do this problem, it produces a different set of numbers. So no two problems are alike. Therefore, you want me to be able to see the one that you're actually working on. That's the importance of using this tool. Okay. Now, we can simply go in, and this one, we have to use some extra symbols. So in this case, I'm going to take, and I got negative 7y squared plus 6y squared. That leaves me with negative y. Now I need the squared term. So I go down to the palette, and I click on this symbol, which gives me the little box above. I put in the squared term. Now down here, you will see a whole bunch of symbols that allow you to construct exponentials, square roots, fractions. So I'm just going to play around with this answer. So instead of going on, let's say I wanted to add it something that gave me a fraction where I had on the top the square root of x minus 1, and on the bottom, using the down arrow, I had x and I wanted it cubed. So the palette is how you insert all the different symbols. If you click on the More button, you will see a wide range for inequalities, certain Greek symbols, pi, the summation sign. Okay. All of these will help you answer these kinds of problems. Okay, so that takes us out of that problem. And in this case, I've got the second question wrong, but I've got three of them right. Now, my math lab is set up that when you can do a problem multiple times, it will save the best. Okay? Now, going back to the main menu, one last thing is to go to the course homepage. And then go down to the announcements page. And you will see in the announcements page that there is a whole series of announcements that carry on, including a series of lessons. So throughout the course, you will see lesson one, matrix algebra. And then some readings, some links to lecture notes, and links to videos. As well as, if you scroll down, it will continue as the course goes on. I will be continuously adding lessons and video links into this announcements section. Okay. Now, there is also the course homepage, which is found here, Calculus 77, Ottman 7701 Calculus. We are doing the online section, which is this page, and you scroll down here, you will see in this column my lecture notes, which are in PDF format. And you will have the subjects as well as videos, much like the one you see here. Okay? And you will be able to watch a mini lesson on each of the topics. Most of my videos are about 5 minutes long. So that gives you a quick overview to get started. Let's go back to my math lab and go to the course homepage. And now you're ready to go.